Assalamu alaikum. My name is Fatma Sabr and I'm the host of your Muslim Girl podcast, where you can come to get advice and we can all learn and grow together. So alhamdulillah, I am back. I apologize for the long absence. Jazakallah khairan for your patience with me, but alhamdulillah, we are back. So I hope that you had an amazing Ramadan. I hope that your Eid was fantastic. And so obviously you've seen the title of today's podcast, which is on, you know, maintaining those Ramadan habits, but also like those traps that you fall into because of Shaitan post Ramadan, right? Where now that we've done all this work on ourselves, we spend an entire month trying to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shaitan's really gonna try to poke at you. Okay, what can I do to get this person to really be, you know, to stop them from continuing this progress? How can I bring them back down to level zero? So before we jump into that, let's get into what I learned this week. And honestly, I feel like there's so many and then I forget. But one of the main things is that staying offline, as my friend puts it, staying chronically offline, it makes life so much simpler. And then there's so much less noise in your head. I find that when you're connected, even if you're listening to audiobooks or podcasts or things like that, there tends to be a lot of noise in your head. And once you get rid of that and you're able to do things in silence, your brain starts to slow down. And I think you're able to think about things a little bit more deeply. So if you're a person that's kind of struggling with that, know that you're not alone, that it happens. And so slowly start to try and, you know, wean yourself from needing to listen to something, to have something in the background whenever you're cooking or you're cleaning or what have you. If you feel like there's a lot of noise in your head, that might be something you want to look into. As for the quote of the week, it's by Mufti Mink, and it goes, "When you feel sad after you've sinned or done wrong, be happy because your heart is not dead. It's a gift from the Almighty to be able to tell right from wrong. Beware the dead heart that is numb. It keeps sinning repeatedly and it doesn't feel an iota of guilt." So you might be feeling right now that, okay, post Ramadan, like, I feel like I've just been screwing up over and over and over and over again. I feel so awful about it, you know. And the biggest thing here is to let that guilt transform us, right? And allow it to be a way that we gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Every single bad thing that happens to us, there's an opportunity for us to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through that. So constantly make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow him, allow you to gain closeness to him through these, you know, sins, like, and to ask him for forgiveness, right? We always, always, always have to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything, right? And we have to take the first step, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to the call of the caller when he calls upon, when you call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So you have to take that first step. You have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. You have to ask him to guide you. Okay, so moving on into the signs to look out for, and when it comes to Shaitan's traps, and then hopefully some actionable steps. So the first thing, what are some signs or things that you might want to start to pick up once you're able to mitigate their effects, inshallah, get back to a post Ramadan or like end of Ramadan mentality? So the first one, are you getting overly obsessed with something? Because this, when you have an obsession, it typically means that it's distracting you from your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay? And then with that, in being obsessed, have you started to care less about habits you built in Ramadan? Are you ignoring those habits? And then there are like different thought traps that you might fall into, you know, oh, I just want to have a little fun. This action is so small, it doesn't matter. You know, I can delay doing XYZ act of ibadah, like it should be fine. I can do whatever now, right? These are a couple of traps that we can fall into. And I'm saying this first and foremost to myself, as with anything, right? So inshallah, this episode is going to be a reminder for all of us. But those are some traps that you might fall into, right? Are you getting overly obsessed? Have you started to care less about habits? And then the thought traps, right? So when it comes to mitigating these impacts, first and foremost, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this easy for you, right? First thing, always, 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 always. That's always going to be step number one. Okay. And then step number two is to go back to your basics. Okay. What I mean by that is to go to your default or your reset habits. I might trademark this, you know, reset habits, TM in the top right hand corner. But essentially what I mean by reset habits are habits that immediately help you reestablish your routine that you might have fallen off from, and that automatically help you gain closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for example, it might be, okay, after you get up to read Fajr, you're going to go and you're going to read 2 pages of Quran, right, with the translation, right? So that might be a habit that you were doing really consistently that you fell off from, but the second you start doing it again, you know that you feel a lot more connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, like you're reestablishing that connection. So that's what I mean by a reset habit. Another example of that could be doing, making dua before you go to bed, right? Or getting up for the hajj, or praying qiyam al-layl, right? These are different examples of reset habits that you might have. And if you feel like you don't have any reset habits, that should be one of the first things you focus on, right? What were those habits that you were doing during Ramadan that automatically pulled you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then start to reincorporate those. Okay, if you don't know what your reset habit is, look back and reflect on what you were doing during Ramadan, and then start to try to reincorporate those habits. And so then, now that you've set up your routine, you've set up your reset habits, then take a look at that plan that you made, you know, near the end of Ramadan. Okay, how am I going to keep these habits going? And maybe you need to do some reevaluation. Right, look back at them. Okay, this isn't really working. You know, maybe I need to find an accountability partner, somebody who's going to be able to help me out with this, right? Or maybe this habit isn't really feasible for me in the way that I thought it was going to be. So I'm going to modify it. I'm going to change the way that I approach it to make it easier for me to do, right? And here's the biggest thing. That when you fall off of routine, or, you know, Ramadan is a time when we don't really have an established routine, right? So it's really easy, I think, for us to slip up after Ramadan, because we feel like we don't have that set routine per se in place. And obviously this is me talking from experience. I'm not a sheikh, but, or a sheikha. But given that we don't typically have that established routine, it can be easy for us to fall off. So what we need to do is to obviously establish the routine, but also understand that the routine is kind of what helps you mitigate like the impacts of shaitan trying to mess with your head, right? So set up a routine. You know, if you need journals or things like that, there's plenty online. I have some that you can use. And so then start to look at that routine and start to craft a routine again. And now is an opportunity for you to, you know, start incorporating those habits that you built up during Ramadan. So incorporate them, use them, you know, you put the work in, right? You don't want that work to go to waste. And then let's say you were working on a character trait during Ramadan, okay, and you feel like, okay, alhamdulillah, like I've worked on, I've gotten better at X, Y, Z, and I don't want to lose that. So what are you going to do? The key thing is you want to be reflective, right? You want to be in a state of reflection. Again, Sheikh Omar Suleiman has a multitude of amazing lectures, but there's one in particular where he talks about practicing daily self-accountability. Inshallah, I'll try to link it in the show notes as well. But, you know, think back on your day. Okay, like, hey, like, this is where that character trait that I was working on, like, it popped up in a negative way, and I don't want to do that. And this works for the other habits that you've set up too, right? Reflect, reflect, reflect. And that's why when you have an obsession, it's hard. Like, you become very careless, right? Because you're not reflective. You're constantly thinking about something else. So that's why when you start to have an obsession, that's typically one of the key signs that, okay, like something's wrong. I need to reevaluate. I need to rethink this stuff through. So, you know, there's different actions that you can take. Okay, like I don't want you to feel like, okay, like I've screwed up. I've messed up. Like this is like I'm a horrible person. No. Get back to your defaults, set up your routine, okay? focus on reflection and don't be discouraged. Okay, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your Ramadan. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you to Him. You know, constantly make dua. Remember, dua is the superpower. It's like the weapon of the believer, right? And we need to take advantage of that. It's something that is so, so precious to us. So, in that, on that note, I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. I know it's been a while since I've uploaded, but alhamdulillah, we are back. If you have any questions for me, feel free to reach out to me at yourmuslimgirlpodcast@gmail.com. You can also DM me at yourmuslimgirlpodcast on Instagram. And if you have not yet left me a rating and a review, I would love for you to do that. I really appreciate seeing that, inshallah, it helps other people who might be struggling or who want, you know, another person to help them through things, help them find this podcast. Inshallah, it can be a source of, you know, sadaqah and a source of goodness for us. So I hope that you have an amazing week, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our Ramadans and allow us to gain closest to Him in the next year and allow us to live to the next Ramadan and to gain benefit from Ramadan the next year as well. So I will see you next week, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.